AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
Your hometown news talk and sports station is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Matt Piper in New York. A federal judge in Texas halts the Food and Drug Administration's approval of an abortion pill, delivering a blow to abortion rights advocates in the wake of the Supreme Court's dismantling of the constitutional right to abortion. Correspondent Christian Benavides.
Dueling rulings on the abortion pill mifepristone put the future of medication abortion in limbo. Matthew Kaczmarek, a Trump-appointed federal judge in Amarillo, Texas, ruled to invalidate a 23-year-old FDA approval of the pill, issuing a preliminary injunction, siding with anti-abortion rights groups who sued the FDA, arguing the pill was improperly approved and posed a risk to patients despite its use since the year 2000.
So make no mistake. The decision could throw our country into chaos. It'll set a dangerous new precedent, and it will put lives in jeopardy.
That was Democrat Senator Chuck Schumer there. A mall shooting in Delaware leaves three people injured and forces shoppers to evacuate as police investigate. KYW-TV's Marcella Baeto is on the scene in Newark.
Police tell us this shooting was a result of a dispute, and it was not a random attack. They also tell us they're still looking for the suspect or suspects that did this. Now, Delaware State Police tell us the shooting happened inside the mall at the food court at around 6:40. One of the three victims who was shot was involved in that altercation. Five other people were not shot but were injured during the incident.
The Masters is marred by rain during round three, shutting down play early for the day today. Tiger Woods did make history, though, as CBS's Jim Axelrod reports from Georgia.
He made the cut hitting the pin on 15, tying the record of 23 made cuts in a row and keeping his streak alive of never missing the cut as a professional.
I've always loved this golf course, and I love playing this event.
That was the highlight of his day, however, as he was 6 over through 7 before play was stopped.
The weather is supposed to be better tomorrow with sun and warmer temps. China launches new military exercises taking aim at pro-independence forces in Taiwan. Warplanes and ships cross the unofficial line in the Taiwan Strait, dividing the Chinese mainland and the island. Correspondent Elizabeth Palmer is in Taipei.
China released a slick video to show the start of 3 days of military exercises that will rehearse encircling the island of Taiwan with Chinese warships and involve aircraft, too. Taiwan said more than 40 Chinese planes had flown into its de facto airspace on day one.
And this just in, the Israeli military says three more rockets have been launched from Syria toward Israel. This is CBS News.
Streamline how you hire with Indeed. Their powerful hiring platform makes it easy to attract, interview, and hire candidates all in the same place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
So we were in Times Square
taking selfies with all the lights.
I bought a shot glass.
I bought a snow globe at this little shop.
You know, I collect those.
Then we grabbed a slice
at this super secret spot.
It smelled a bit funky outside.
I heard they don't have alleys.
They don't have alleys.
But they certainly have people.
Lots of people.
When everyone's vacation sounds the same,
it's time for something different. Go on a real vacation. Go RVing. Learn more at GoRVing.com.
If you're in the market for a car that's as powerful as it is beautiful, check out the all-new, all-electric 2023 Nissan Ariya. Nissan's most powerful EV ever, available in 389 horsepower with an elegant, spacious interior and innovative tech. The EV is stunningly powerful, offering the best of both worlds, a smooth, quiet ride with thrilling sensations. Head to Nissan.com for more information. 2023 Ariya has limited availability. Contact your local dealer for inventory information.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. Lows of a low around 33 overnight under clear skies, east winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. 66 tomorrow, partly cloudy. Overcast tomorrow night, chance for scattered showers. Lows dip down to about 46. Highs around 68 Monday with a chance for scattered rain showers. 68 Tuesday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently it's 41.
Be looking for a fight. Go away, people. Stay away from my door.
Hi, my name is Jimmy Vaguely from the Jimmies, and you're listening to Max Inc. Radio. Radio for the people!
the Jimmies and a double dip to kick off this wonderful night of local music. That was Write a Hit with Marsha Ball and Grim Reaper before that. You know, the Jimmies are playing at the Vine in Janesville on April 19th. They also have Marsha Ball is also coming to Madison at the Barrymore Theater on Saturday, April 15th. That's going to be a fun show. I got to watch Marsha Ball at Luther's Blues back in the day.
Yeah.
It's one of the few shows I got to see at Luther's. How you doing, everybody? I'm Jimmy K. I'm here with Rocker and Terry Barr.
Hello. We're
doing original local music from the state of Wisconsin until midnight tonight here on the Civic Media Radio Network. We're live in the Mad Radio 92.7 FM studios. Terry, Rocker, good evening to you.
What's happening, Jimmy?
You know, I woke up this morning. Mm-hmm. Dottie and I hit the backyard.
Oh, Dottie.
And it's spring is here, and I'm just jonesing to get the yard work done.
Well, it was like what? Like 40 degrees in the morning, and I think when we came in the studio here, it was around 60 or
so. It is, 62.
Maybe in the sun, even warmer.
Woo-hoo.
But up north, aren't they going to get some snow?
They did.
They got snow in Green Bay, I think, last night.
Yep, my mom is over a little bit outside of Green Bay. Yep, couple of inches of snow.
It was just a small, narrow thing of snow that hit Green Bay.
We've kind of had that in our own times recently across Madison.
But if it snows, it'll be gone tomorrow.
True. I blame Brett Favre for spring snow in Green Bay.
You blame him for everything.
I do. I really do.
I know you do.
You know, we have... Again, week after week, we have a stellar show for the people tonight, Rocker.
Mm-hmm. We do, Jimmy. People coming in and out all night. Hoozles on the Lakes, and they're doing the Rise to Music Song competition. Megan and Casey Benz. Let me get those mothballs out of my mouth here. And Steph Schmidt from WIRI 105.5 FM, our affiliate up there in Wisconsin Rapids. Seesaw, they have a new record coming out, and they're going to be in, Meg and Eve, to tell us what's going on with their new album and tour. And Molly Fish from Civil Engineers, the singer, she is opening a new Madison bookstore called Lake City Books, and the grand opening April 22nd, so she's going to be in here to tell us all about that. The Devil's Lair, Jimmy. Tonight we have the Shawn Michael Dargan Trio, and that should be quite a treat. Max and Kevy at 10 p.m. with an interview with Wizard Hammer, who is playing Bombastica 2023.
Oh, yes, next week.
April 15th.
Oh, this is going to be fun.
We'll talk more about Bombastica later on.
Good.
I'm oozing with anticipation.
It's going to be such a good time.
Jimmy.
Yeah.
What do you do?
Oh, no.
Right? When your garbage goes missing. Has your garbage ever gone missing?
The garbage?
The garbage can.
Oh, the garbage can.
The can.
The garbage can.
With the garbage in it.
You know, the big one you wheel down to the curb,
There's some garbage outside the window here right now and almost in the street. Huh. Maybe that came from your garbage can.
There it is.
Yes. I do remember a couple of times I've lost my garbage can, Rocker.
Mm. Well, we'll talk about that coming up. What? Tell me, what's the question again? Have you ever had your garbage can go missing?
Oh, and I can't wait to hear all
844-967-2789. 844-96-PARTY. Has your garbage can gone missing? We want to know about it right now. I've got some brand new Beth Keeley right now for you. Her new album is coming out very soon for the Beth Keeley Band. The release is May 26th. In my head, you don't mean anything by it, but I can hardly breathe. I play it cool, I smile and nod, but all that I can fake. So why won't you let me love you? 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 If I could only make you mine, chisel off your rock, reveal the wicked eye inside. Run my fingers over you until you came to life. Smoking hot, brand new Beth Keeley band, Why Won't You Love Me on, or Why Won't You Let Me Love You on Max Inc. Radio. Let me get that right there. Album release coming up May 26th, nice. And Beth is going to visit us here in the studio on May 20th, the week before, to talk about this new CD. It's going to be a good time.
Mm-hmm.
Has your garbage can ever been stolen? Has anybody ever stolen your garbage? You know, if someone's stealing your garbage, they probably have a mask on, 4 feet, look like a cat, but they're really a raccoon. 844-967-2789. 844-96-PARTY. Rocker, what's the backstory behind this?
Yeah. Oh, Jimmy, well, you know, my daughter came home the other day, and she said, what happened to the garbage can after the garbage had come through and everybody's cans out there, but ours is gone. And, you know, I mean, it was like, well, maybe the wind blew it.
Thinking it's Rocker's garbage can. There must be something pretty interesting in there.
Well, I'm looking down the street. I'm thinking maybe the wind blew it. Something. But it's just gone.
And yours is the only one gone.
Yeah, mine's the only one gone. Wow. Right?
Did you ever find it, track
well,
it down?
Well, you know, all of a sudden, my neighbor messages me. And she says, you know, we were watching our ring for our front door, the camera. And she said, the garbage truck picked up your garbage can, and it went right into the garbage truck.
No way.
Right in the hopper.
And they drove off with your garbage can.
Well, it's not like they can go in there and get it afterwards.
Uh-oh.
I'd never had that happen.
But now
before.
What?
I wonder
what
the
buy a new one?
Well, you know, yeah, we get a new one. Well, they're going to send us a new one.
Okay.
We don't have to buy it. But I was
just
like, well,
checking.
I guess it's a new clean one for the spring. That's kind of nice.
When I first bought my house back in 08, my neighbor that's no longer my neighbor, they stole my trash can on the first week of moving in. I was like, wait, that's my trash can. It had a little dirty mark. Oh, no, that's ours.
What the heck?
So
what happened to theirs?
I have no idea. I just moved into the neighborhood.
We know ours, and this is shortly after we moved into our home as well. It just bounced down the alley. We have one of those garages on an alley. And I think we were told it just bounced away, and then it was never to be found again. So, yes, we had to get another new one. And just like that one insurance commercial where the guy's cleaning his garbage cans and writing his name on the garbage can, like when you're a little kid with your clothes, I think my husband actually wrote our name on the garbage can.
It's like the commercial, the Mr. Dad commercial.
It is. Yeah. It is.
Perfect.
Yeah.
844-967-2789, 844-96-PARTY. Let's talk about garbage tonight.
Please.
Tell us about your garbage can. We want to know all about it. We'll geek out and have fun with it. You know, it's Easter weekend. Happy Easter to those of you who celebrate. Ellie Mabee from the Cancellations wrote a beautiful song regarding religion, and here it is right now. Max Inc. Radio.
Look to the sky. Do you see an old night? Or is it darkness far beyond your reach? You say you can see the end. You're just waiting to ascend. All the violence wrought while you were on your knees. Oh, you call me a sinner on the steps of my front door. I wonder, have you never heard of irony before? Cause if your man is true and he loves you more, tell me why does he keep taking you away? Why does he keep taking you away? When you see your reflection, is it marred with deception? Or do you hold yourself so high above the brimstone and the flame and the cruelty in his name? Tell me, how is that a thing you can call up? When you call me a sinner on the steps of my front door, I wonder, have you never heard of irony before? Cause if your man is true and he loves you more, tell me why does he keep taking you to war? Why does he keep taking you to war?
Taking you to war, the Cancellations on Max Inc. Radio. We are local music. Max Inc. Radio sponsored by Ignite Glass and Gifts. There's three locations in Madison: Monona Drive, Odana Road, and Willie Street. Shop online at igniteglassandgifts.com. And by Salvatore's Tomato Pies. There's pizza, then there's Salvatore's Tomato Pies.com. Bar Notes is coming up next hour with Terry Barr, and coming up in right now, it's the Max Track of the Week. This is where I pick a brand new song and debut it here on Max Inc. Radio. I was surfing around the internet. I found this interesting band called Phasing. Looks like they're out of Milwaukee. This is a brand new song. It's actually released on April 7th. It's called Bedbugs. It's the Max Track of the Week, presented by Salvatore's Tomato Pies on Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Hey, Steve, just checking to see what's up. Anyway, just ready to give you a call. I'm actually going to call first.
problem with Max Inc. Radio? Send us an email. We'll forward it to The Onion. Max Inc. Radio. Radio for the people.
CBS News Brief. Competing rulings by two federal judges over the availability of the abortion pill mifepristone are sowing alarm and confusion and opening a new front in the battle over abortion in the United States. Democrat Senator Patty Murray.
They went out, they came up with a challenge to a decades-old FDA approval and then asked one district judge in Texas to overrule the agency's experts and scientists.
Three people are shot at a mall in Delaware. Police say it was not a random attack. WBZ-TV's Christy Breslin happened to be at the mall when it went down.
All of a sudden, you just heard these loud noises, and these people were running, and everybody was so scared. And then they pushed everybody into the back of the room.
Another mess of a day at the Masters, postponed thanks to the weather. Correspondent Jim Axelrod's there.
The forecast has much better news for the golfers. Warmer temperatures and no rain. Whether those here to watch the golfers will appreciate as well.
CBS News Brief, I'm Matt Pipe.
Ready for a journey to Flavortown? Head over to Roadhouse 66 Gas and Grill. They've been serving up the best food in Wrigleyville for 8 years and counting. From their famous smoked chicken wings to their tempura battered cheese curds, every bite is a trip to flavor heaven. And with hospitality that's second to none, you'll feel right at home. So why wait until after the game? Rev up your taste buds and join them at Roadhouse 66 Gas and Grill at 3478 North Clark Street in Chicago. Check out their menu on Facebook.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
Max Inc. Radio with Dennis Graham from Rockonson.
Appreciate all the support of Mad Radio 92.7. And by the way, a tip of the hat to Civic Media. That was a great article on the Cap Times by Paul Fanlon. You guys got a great model that you're growing around the state, local interest with radio stations throughout these different markets. And a tip of the hat, and you're focusing on local music, and nobody's doing it. So great job.
Listen to Max Inc. Radio Saturday night, 6 to midnight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Monday morning at 8, don't miss Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, featuring legendary Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Football, life, and fun.
Earl, you've been driving a Yugo. They just gave you a brand new Ferrari with turbo boost. So enjoy it, brother.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Monday morning at 8 on The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM WAUK.
If it's local music from Wisconsin, it's heard here. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
On the road again, I got just under an hour to lag it. Street lights are racing by until we don't have to be alone. Come. suns, flames, and violet skies. Lights of the stars are burning a million miles away. I can't see it in your eyes, the warm perfection of these lines. Why can't it always be this way? Violet reflections on the road, I promise they are almost gone. Violet reflections on the road, promise they are almost gone.
Max Inc. Radio, we are local music. The Diddy Makers from Wausau, Wisconsin, and Almost Home. The Diddy Makers will be playing the Bandstock up at the Wausau West Performing Arts on April 15th. There's a whole bunch of bands playing there, but Diddy Makers is one of them. How you doing, everybody? Welcome to Max Inc. Radio, original local music from the state of Wisconsin. We were asking you about your garbage can. Has anybody ever stolen your garbage can? Have you waken up and mysteriously lost your garbage can? Have you gained a garbage can mysteriously? 844-967-2789. 844-96-PARTY.
There is a backstory, yes.
Yes.
Oh, my goodness. All right, Rocker, there is this amazing competition coming up. Second year for it, and I know you want to kick this thing off right now.
Yes. Hoozles at the Lakes and Civic Media Radio Station 105.5 FM WIRI in Wisconsin Rapids are hosting the second annual Hoozles Rise to Music Competition this summer. And each Thursday, June 8th through July 29th, musicians will compete for a slot in the grand finale. And during qualifier nights in the audience will vote for their favorite performance. Ooh. And during the grand finale, the audience, along with celebrity guest judge, will determine the final winner. And on the phone to tell us about the Rise to Music is competition is Hoozles organizers Megan and Casey Benz and WIRI's Steph Schmidt.
Hey,
Megan,
you guys.
Steph, Casey, woo! Welcome to Max Inc. Radio.
Hey, how's it going?
We are great now that you guys are here to tell us about this, because this sounds amazing. So, Megan, let me start with you first, okay? Tell us a little bit about Hoozles at the Lakes. Where's it located? And we have to ask, of course, where did the name Hoozles come from?
Sure. So we are located in the town of Rome. We're just south of Wisconsin Rapids. We're actually an extension of the original Hoozles Bar on Highway 54, which is in Wisconsin Rapids, that is owned and operated by my sister-in-law, Jen.
Ah.
And the name came from Jen and Casey. Their dad gave them nicknames when they were little. Jen was Hoopy and Casey was Weasel. So they put the two together to get Hoozles.
Oh, it doesn't get any better That's than great. That. Thank yeah. you. Thanks for sharing.
Great, great story.
It is a good story.
Well, now tell us about the Rise to Music competition. Yeah. We heard a little bit, but I know there's a registration deadline coming up for musicians. What are some of the details? Tell us about the event.
Yeah, so registration deadline is May 10th.
Mm.
So musicians who want to participate, we're looking for anyone who's in the process of growing their music career, whether they're just starting out or they've already been recording. We want to support you and help you grow your fan base. You're going to get a lot of exposure, not only through the radio stations. All of our fans here will be sharing with their friends and family, our website, Facebook.
Well, what is it, though? It's like a competition, right? So musicians are getting up on stage at each one of these nights and competing.
Yep.
So what do fans need to know about this event when they come there?
So the fans need to show up and have fun. So it's going to be about 4 hours of awesome entertainment from these new musicians. At the end of the evening, they get to vote for their favorite, who's going to go on to the finale. And we want our fans to come out and support these musicians
yeah.
also, and just be a part of their growth.
I love it. This sounds exactly like something we can get behind, and I'm glad that we get to cheer these musicians on. I do want to ask you, this isn't a little thing, even though it is the second annual. You have had a lot of musicians apply based on what I know from what happened last year. Can you just tell us how many people, and were they from all over the state, and is that what you're expecting again?
Yeah, so we had about 35 musicians that applied last year, and they are from all over the state. We've had some from way up north by Ladysmith, Wisconsin. We've had folks from Appleton. We had some from down by Waukesha, Wisconsin. Mm-hmm. So we are getting musicians from all over the state.
Excellent.
And that is, again, what we're looking for this year. We want musicians from all over.
And what inspired you to create this summer-long event?
So I'm not musically inclined at all, but we love music, especially live music. And my cousin Chloe actually inspired this. She has been, like, from the time that she was 3 years old, she had dreamt of being a musician. And just watching her growing up, singing and performing, to pushing through all of the struggles that musicians have, recording an album. She got to play for the first time on Summerfest stage and is continuing in her music career.
That's awesome.
So I wanted to be able to create a platform in central Wisconsin for musicians to be able to do that.
You know, that's so important to be able to support local musicians in a smaller community, too. It's sometimes hard to do, but you're obviously doing it, and we appreciate that for sure. Hey, Stephanie, you work for one of our civic media radio stations up in Wisconsin Rapids, WIRI, 105 FM, 105.5 FM. Tell us about your connection to the local scene up there and some of the work that you're doing to help this competition out.
Well, when Megan and Casey approached me with the idea of doing this competition, I was all on board. I'm a big music fan. I love watching, like, those shows, those, like, competition shows, like America's Got Talent and The Voice. Like, those always entertain me. And so with being just a little bit integrated into our community, I connected them with, of course, our radio network and reaching musicians, whether that be through radio ads, social media posts, you know, what have you, anything that really goes under that marketing umbrella. And then from there, connecting them to other businesses such as Friends of Rapid Music, of course, now Max Inc. Radio. And then there's also a business in the community called Wisconsin Rapids Community Media, and they video record all of the shows, and they post those on Solaris Channel 7 here locally.
That's awesome, Steph. Oh, my gosh. Okay, so this is, again, it's happening every Thursday, June 8th through July 20th. And I would say put this on your calendar. If you love to support and hear live local music, Hoozles and 105.5 FM WIRI presenting Rise to Music Competition at Hoozles at the Lakes. That is just outside of Wisconsin Rapids in Rome. You guys, okay, so how can the musicians still sign up before May 10th, and how can listeners learn more, too?
So go to hoozlesrisetomusic.com, or you can follow us on the Hoozles Rise to Music Facebook page. All of the details for the musicians are on our website, and that is where you'll find the registration link. Again, registration closes on May 10th.
Ooh.
So get out there now, get signed up, and fans, be ready to come out and support these musicians. Casey, my husband, is the MC for this event, and he is a phenomenal MC, so that is also part of the entertainment for the evening.
Oh, good. I love it.
I don't know if that's so true. I don't know if that's
true. Casey's holding back on us right now.
Yeah.
Well, I am. It's kind of nice. I like listening to her talk. She's doing a fantastic job. She knows all about this competition, and it's just a great time.
Casey, let's give you a chance. Tell us about what you have going on other than the competition at Hoozles.
Well, this summer is going to be a busy year. This is our basically third year as Hoozles at the Lakes. We have a 20,000 square foot patio. So there is something to do every Wednesday to Sunday. So this place is going to be hopping all summer long.
Oh, good for you guys!
And do you have you got Brewer games on? I'm sure theme nights or anything like that.
Oh yeah, we tried to go with the flow. You know, obviously with the sports, we got golf up here off in our area. We got huge golf courses, so we got that going on. Not as exciting as baseball, football, hockey, anything else, but. Yeah, there's always stuff going on. We have beer nights. We have beer months, actually.
So
it was just National Beer Day.
That's right.
Yeah.
And so we try to get that flowing, and everybody has a good time.
Awesome.
Do you have food there?
Oh, yeah, we have lots of food. We pair food with all our beers. We pair food with wine. We do a lot of stuff up here, all the good bar food. And then
I'm calling for a road trip.
Yeah.
Road trip!
I do have to say that if I got just a second, my sister is second to none as a cook and let's say mixologist, but she is ranked up in the top 10 in the nation, I believe, right now for the over the top Bloody Marys.
Definitely
to come check it out.
This road trip is definitely going on the calendar.
It's getting better.
You know, we could do a radio show there on a Saturday night.
Let's do it.
Oh, Jamie, just throw that out there.
Hey everybody, thank you so much for thank you so much for telling us about the Rise to Music competition.
Yeah.
It sounds awesome. We're going to be talking more about it as the weeks go on. We're very excited about it. And please keep us updated and come back and tell us the updates on the show as it happens.
We will, and we appreciate you guys so much for helping us share this.
It is our pleasure.
Absolutely.
Live music is all we love to do. So thanks to Steph, Megan, and to Casey. You guys, you're going to rock it this summer, and of course with the competition, hoozlesrisetomusic.com.
Thank you very much. You know, I sent this information about the competition to Amelia Ford. I really hope she gets into it. She has a show coming up April 15th at Mackinac's up in Green Bay, and also Tuesday in Green Bay.
She's part of my bar notes tonight, too.
Leaps and bounds.
Just for you, Jimmy K.
How about that?
Mm-hmm.
So here's her latest song, Sick of the Rain. It's Amelia Ford, Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
You spent your winter for curtains and sinister woods. Every apple she should have, she could have. You spent your summer. I'm not afraid to
tired of hearing the same top 40 songs over and over and over and over? Try and some over local music. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Radio, we are local music. Brand new Dana Perry there from her album Now and Again is called Ultimate Creator. Originally a imaginary watermelon
yes,
song.
Yes, I knew it. Oh, I
and I love that the song
too.
Is breathed new light into it. Because
yes.
Imaginary Watermelon was awesome. I love Imaginary Watermelon with Ellie Mabee.
Mm-hmm.
Who's on drums? Was that
Jonas. Jenna Jonas. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And Maggie on bass.
Oh, they put out some great music, and that album is still one of my favorites. Yeah, absolutely.
Dana Perry, you can see her if you're in Nashville. She's playing with Kristen Ford.
Nice.
And the Warm Tapes down in Nashville. She's on tour right now. How you doing, everybody? Welcome to Max Inc. Radio here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Happy to have you along tonight. Coming up, we got a double dip of Todd Phepps. Brand new music from him. He was in the Devil's Lair last week. Dana Perry, she was in the Devil's Lair just a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah, yeah.
And the archives are up right now at Max Inc. or on the Max Inc. radio page at civicmedia.us. You need to check that out. You know what I mean? Because it's just a lot of good stuff. Rocker was working hard on all that stuff over the last couple of weeks.
It's good to see. Keeps him out of trouble.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Steez, you know, Steez has been around for 20 years. They're celebrating that at the Majestic with Miss or with the Big Woo, who's been around for 30 years. So it's a 30-year and a 20-year anniversary for the Big Woo and Steez. That's May 13th. That's going to be a fun show. Here's Steez and Last Night on Max Inc. Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, children at heart and of all ages.
Start your day laughing with Mornings on WFHR.
7 to 10, Monday through Friday, join your host James and the best co-hosts in radio.
Keep up to date on local news, sports, and weather.
Along with Misty's Menu, Birthday and Anniversary Club, and Friday's Culver's Star of the Day.
Join the conversation weekdays 7 to 10 for Mornings on WFHR. We're serious comedy to start your day.
Emergency medical unit, respond to 102 Maple Avenue, possible stroke victim.
When stroke occurs, you have 60 minutes to win or lose the race of your life. There are new treatments, but you must get to a hospital fast. If you suddenly feel weakness on one side, have trouble speaking, walking, or seeing, it could be a stroke. Call 911. Get to a hospital. Because how you spend the next 60 minutes could determine how you spend the rest of your life. Stroke. Know the signs. Act in time. A message from the National Institute of Neurological Disorders.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248 DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.